Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, I'm out at West Branch Vineyard, just outside of Dawson, with Trig and Sarah Wiesman. West Branch Vineyard opened up last week, and that's a buzz around Madison and Dawson, Trig.
Yeah, last week we opened up on Thursday night to the public and had a really good turnout. We have an awesome community, and we are kind of overwhelmed with all the support that we're showing.
Yeah. Sarah, I heard it was full here last weekend, huh?
Yes, it was. There was tons of people enjoying the wine, full bar, and the pizzas that we have.
Okay. So, Trig, how did this West Branch Vineyard come about? It's a long story?
Yeah, it's kind of a long story, but basically, to cut to the chase, a friend of mine from New York talked me into growing 100 grapevines back in 2015, and those first 100 vines just took off like wildfire. And after that, I just thought, you know, of different ways that I could capitalize on that. And this is what I came up with.
Okay. And so, Sarah, how'd you get involved?
Basically, I kind of just kind of got shoved into it. But it's okay. I'm just helping him make his dream come true. And, yeah, just going along with the dreamery.
So that's Trig's dream, huh?
Yep. It has been to you know, capitalize on the grapes and maybe make some wine. But eventually down the road, maybe.
Okay. Well, tell our listeners, what is the business exactly?
We're a full bar with a vineyard. And we sell our grapes to John Milner at Milner Heritage Winery in Kimball. And then he makes the wine, and I buy it back at wholesale, and then I retail it here. And then I also sell wines from Grandview Winery by Bellevue, and also a few from Rolling Forks up by Glenwood, Minnesota. And we also have a full bar, and Topper's Pizza, Harry's Pizza, and a bunch of other snacks, including our pretzels. We got really good cheese-filled pretzels that have been selling pretty good around here.
Okay. Yeah, a full bar and pizza. That's a winning combination right there. And the wine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been doing pretty good. We just hope it keeps up now.
Yeah. Sarah, what's your responsibilities here?
Basically, see every day-to-day tasks to see if they can, you know, get accomplished and take care of the waiters and waitresses and bartenders and
helping me out with the till, trying to learn how to run it.
How's that going, teaching Trig to till?
It's been difficult. It's yeah, it is a challenge. You can tell who the tech people are and who are not. So it's going good.
All right, do you have some employees then?
Yeah, I think right now we've hired 6 people and our help has been just awesome. You know, we're still looking for some more help, but the ones that we've hired so far have been just excellent.
Okay. All right. When I walked into this place this afternoon, I stood at the door and I go, wow, it is amazing, the decor. Talk about that
a little bit. Thank you. Yeah, we had T&D Rustics come out from Dawson, and they did a lot of the barn wood. We had a few other friends come and basically build it from bottom up, including Trig. We had tons of other communities from people from Madison, Dawson,
Clarkfield, St. Leo, yeah. Marshall, just kind of all over the area. We've had help from different people. I think if you added it all up, it's well over 100 people that have helped us design this place.
Yeah. Wow. Try to stay local. That's what we wanted to do.
Like to hear that. Is this an old Quonset building, Trig?
Yeah, the main part here where the bar is at, this is an old Quonset that I converted into the bar now. And then we added a 40-by-30 building onto the front for a dining room and also another kitchen for down the road if we wanted to. We could turn that into a commercial kitchen.
Okay. Can you have events here?
We're kind of debating on that, honestly. We don't really know if we wanted to go rent the space out fully or just, you know, stick
with early in the game yet.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. You know, I think we could handle some smaller weddings. You know, that's something to be looking into.
Okay.
As far as anything else, it depends what it would be.
Sarah, I really like the logo, the West Branch Vineyard logo. How'd that come about?
Well, we thought for a few days on what we kind of wanted to rebrand ourselves, and I came up with we are on the West Branch of the Lacaparral River.
Oh, nice.
So hence West Branch Vineyard.
Okay. And so there's a little, what is that, a corkscrew part of the logo there?
Yep, this corkscrew within, you know, the circle with the WB for West Branch, and yeah.
Good idea.
Thank you.
You're very smart to come up with that West Branch.
Thank you. I try sometimes.
Just a beautiful place. What's your hours, Sarah?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 until close. Saturday, 11 until close.
Okay, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yep.
All right, and that's the winter months here, but in the summer?
Summer, we're, summer, I think it's just going to be the same, actually, in the summer.
We're working on trying to get our Sunday liquor, and if that passes here in the fall, winter, and the spring, we'd be open on Sundays until like noon to 6, or if there's a game going on, we'd stay open a little bit later on Sundays.
Okay. And where are you located?
7 miles southwest of Dawson. If you take the dump ground road south of Dawson, we're about 1 mile off of that tar road. Otherwise, we're 3 miles south of Highway 212 on 255th Avenue. You take that down to 160th Street and take a right, and we're the first place on the right.
Okay. I tell you what, I got to ask this. Whenever I find out a husband and wife are in business together, I always want to ask, how's it going? You know, I love my wife dearly. She loves me, but I don't think we could be in business together. So I'm going to start with you, Sarah.
It's been a challenge, but we did it. That's the most part. We came through. Yeah. So I can't really complain.
So you love working with them then?
Yeah, it's okay. It's going. So, you know.
How about you, Trey?
Well, it can be interesting at times, but we're making the best of it.
Well, I see on your computer there, I love you so much. Is that from Sarah?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. That was her giving me a push a little harder to get this thing open. So we got the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I walked into your office, it's the first thing, a big post-it note on your computer screen there. I love you so much. That's your idea, Sarah?
Well, you got to stay with the positivity. So
there we go. All right. Well, thanks for having me out. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on your business and opening up, and much success to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody, for coming out and supporting us, too, and all of our help. Thank you.
Okay. That's Trigg and Sarah Wiesman from West Branch Vineyard, just outside of Dawson. Come out and support them and have a glass of wine and
one of our famous Bloody Marys.
Oh, yep. Bloody Marys.
Ooh, best. Okay. Yep, award-winning family recipe. Come on out.
If I wanted to taste some wine, how would that work?
It's $7 for 4 wine tastings. Okay. You get 4 1-ounce pours, and then after that, you can decide if you want to try 4 more, or if there's one that you like, you can have a glass, or you can buy a bottle from me.
Okay. Thanks, Drake. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.